Okay, back we are, and thanks again for tuning into the GM Report. To the listeners, that's my monthly show I do on the second Thursday of every month, and it's always great to invite so many different nonprofits to come in and really talk about their history and some of the different missions that they have. I've got Lori Jones here in the studio. It's always fun to have Lori here. She's not a stranger to WPKN at all, and she's really I would say one of the real cultural treasures. Like WPKN. I mean, she does all of the programming with her team over at the Quick Center, putting together some amazing seasons. And I've known Lori now for ever since you got involved with the Quick Center, and WPKN has been partnering with the seasons, and they just keep getting more diverse and eclectic and fascinating. And I don't know, I thought it'd be difficult to top last year.
But, yeah. We keep trying, right?
The first picture I'm looking at is with Peter Van Herndon, the executive director, with the what was their name from the Hallelujah train?
Yes,
the Hallelujah Blade Brothers,
yes,
right?
Yeah, and Pastor Blade, their father.
That was an amazing event, a gospel event that came up with semi-trailers and busloads of musicians to play in like a one-day Sunday event.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible. Yeah, it was over, I think, 40 people in total that were traveling. The choir, the church choir that Pastor Blade leads, the whole family came. People flew in from Sweden. It was amazing. Yeah,
very exciting. It was exceptional. We sat down just a few weeks back and went through once they were ready to make the big unwrapping of the season for the fall, and we saw the events, and it was just really pretty impressive. So I think you've actually you're on the way to topping last year's season. I thought we could go through and take a look at a couple of different events, and maybe we'll just talk. We'll kind of talk first about something that I don't know if it's recently that you've added this whole concept of artists in residence.
Yes,
but it seems like it's been working rather nicely. Maybe just talk just a bit about what that means. For the Quick Center.
Yeah, this is a new program that Peter and I put together. It stems out of our Arts Incubator program, and it's the opportunity for artists to really spend time in the space creating new work and then being able to share that work with our audience. So it's this really amazing dialogue where they can share what they're doing. Our audience is getting to learn more about the art form and also being able to give feedback about what they're seeing, which the artist then uses as they're finishing the piece. So usually artists are here for maybe 1 to 2 weeks. We're actually hoping to expand even further into the coming season, but this year we were able to grow up to 4 artists in total.
Yeah, so that's great. I know that the one group already was there in August, and then one of my favorite performers from last season, Nora Chipamara, from Zimbabwe, who's a modern dancer. She is also going to be as an artist in residence. So that's really great that you have. And the students have some access to that, too, a little bit?
Absolutely.
See,
so when the artists are with us, we actually will work with students out of Bridgeport Public Schools, local schools, and then also on our campus.
So I guess the way I've looked at this season, I kind of break it down to, at least I'm breaking down, like main events, kind of like the big ticketed events, right? And then... And we'll go into some of those. I thought we might actually start with something different. It's kind of the lecture series that you have called Open Visions Forum. That seems to be getting richer and more diverse.
Yes.
Year by year. And you have one is called Open Visions Forum, and then one is like the Espresso Series for smaller talks.
Yes.
But I think I see that Spike Lee is coming up. Next week, right?
Yes.
Next Thursday.
Yeah, it's coming up. Yes. So Philip Eliasoff, who's a professor at Fairfield University, actually started the series.
Okay.
And so he and Peter Van Heerden, our executive director, work very closely together to really find speakers that will engage in our community, that bring things that are current day, and really bring it in a way that we can talk about it side by side with our neighbors and with students, and really think about who's impacting the world, how can we make a difference, and we try to find speakers that are going to encourage that behavior. And I think it's really important to the university as a whole, just as a learning experience. Mm-hmm. And then our Espresso series is a way to really do that in a more intimate fashion. So it moves into our black box space. There's more dialogue opportunities with the audience. And so I think it's really great, especially the two. I think they very much complement each other.
Right, yeah. No, and I, just some of the people that stand out, Spike Lee is, you know, impressive, and that's going to be next Thursday. And also I saw that Samantha Power is going to be there as well. I just I haven't had a chance to read it, but there's a big
that just came out,
in The New Yorker.
Yes.
Big article on her.
Yeah.
I followed her career when she was the ambassador of the United Nations. I mean, she's very dynamic. So that's going to be, you know, on basically on international affairs.
Yes.
Some American Democracy. You've got a big roundtable with some different journalists. And I also was attracted
to John Meacham.
Yep. You know, I see him on MSNBC quite a bit.
Yes.
He's always has something compelling to say, and he's written a lot of books.
Yes, and that one's almost sold out. So people are definitely excited.
Yeah, that's great. Huh?
Yeah.
Let's see what else.
We also have Lindsay Adario coming in December.
Is she the photojournalist?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And actually is a Westport. Grew up in Westport.
She did.
So, yes. Yeah. Had this amazing Pulitzer Prize winning career, but she is originally from Westport.
Yeah. That looks like, as an amateur photographer myself, I love to hear photojournalists talking about, you know, being embedded in different countries and war zones. How about some of the big events? Let's talk a bit about that. Big ticketed events. Peter said, I have to go see the Circus Alphonse to Barnack.
Yes, Barnack. Yeah. Cirque Alphonse is incredible. We saw them in Montreal, and the show is just going to blow people away. It's the kind of show you bring your kids and you bring your neighbors, and you're going to have a great time. So on Sunday, September 29th at 3 p.m., they're going to be with us. It's a family affair for them, and so many of them grew up in the rural part of Quebec and that trained in Montreal at one of the finest circus schools in the world and then came together as a company. And so there's a live band backing them. You're going to see every type of circus trick you can imagine. There's the acrobatics, the aerial, the hand-to-hand, juggling, but at the same time, they're roller skating, they're singing. It's just really joyful and very exciting.
Hmm. Now, you book them. You book most of these. And so where did you first come across?
I was actually in Montreal. Yeah, so we saw them. Yeah. And I actually got to meet up with them this summer. There's a huge circus festival that happens every summer. It was the first chance I got to go. And so I got to meet some of the company members. And we're really looking forward to having them.
Is that circus festival up in Montreal?
It is.
Every year, the same place?
Yeah. It just sort of takes over the city. It's pretty incredible.
What is it about Canada? They have incredible, like...
It's funding.
Number,
support.
Yeah, it is.
That helps, right?
I
think it's funding the arts, and I also think it's a cultural connection, right? It's a way to represent who you are and sort of celebrating that. And I think also, you know, when it's cold, it's very cold. You want to be inside. You want to be inside a theater, maybe. But when it's nice, you want to be out. You want to enjoy it. There's festivals. It's beautiful. Why would you not celebrate?
Yeah.
So I think they definitely take advantage of those opportunities.
Sure. Now, moving from the circus into maybe onto the stage.
Yes.
Some big stage performers. You know?
We have some incredible musicians and singers, really a celebration of the Great American Songbook and Broadway. Mm-hmm. And so we have Anne Hampton Calloway. It's finally going to be at the Quick Center. I know people may have seen her in other venues, but I'm really excited to have her. I just saw her in New York back in January with Susan Warner. I've seen her before, but just so blown away by just the beauty of her voice, but also her relationship on the stage with her musicians and the patter. And, you know, she was nominated for a Tony. She actually wrote and sang the theme song for The Nanny. So people probably know her voice, even if they don't realize they know her voice.
Right.
But she's had such an amazing career as a songwriter. She's been on 7 of Barbara Streisand's albums. Like, you just things you would never even realize.
I didn't know that.
So we're really looking forward to having her and her trio.
And it's coming up, actually. I mean, it's October
5th.
It's called the Jazz Goes to the Movies with Anne Hampton Calloway.
Yeah.
And that is going to be followed up by another a little bit later in the season. In November, Joanna Gleason.
Yeah, I mean, Joanna Gleason actually lives in Connecticut, lives in the Fairfield region. She's doing this new show that she's just created called Out of the Eclipse, really looking at a time where both of her parents passed away pretty close to one another, and then simultaneously her family expanded when a grandchild was born. And so in a moment where she felt maybe a little lost, she felt found again. And so that's coming Out of the Eclipse, and the eclipse actually happened in the middle of all this. That's why that connection is there. her. But, you know, she won a Tony for her role as the baker's wife in Into the Woods, sort of has an incredible film and TV career, and we're so excited to have her on the stage.
Again, we're talking with Lori Jones, who's the Director of Programming and Audience Development at the Quick Center for the Arts at Fairfield University. And she has put together with her team another really fantastic fall season. I'm looking at the actually probably fall and spring. I mean, we're not going to go all the way through the spring because we're going to invite you back again for another go around. But I did want to also mention that you've booked the Wild Man from Montreal, Frédéric Gravel, again, a fantastic dancer. Yes. Monologuist, a musician. I mean, he really is very talented, and he's working on a U.S. premiere for the Quick Center.
Yes, so we helped co-commission this piece, and it's called Fear and Greed. Peter and I actually got to see the world premiere in Montreal over the summer, and really, it's the first time he's done a solo work, but it's fascinating because he kind of is there as dancer, as choreographer, as musician, as vocalist, and again, as a monologue. It's so interesting how he sort of pulls all of these things together, and the humor, but also like where he's digging into things, and you kind of self-reflect. And then he's backed by this amazing live band. Mm. I mean, it looks incredible. It feels good. So it's a very cool show.
He's interesting. I remember when we went last season.
Yeah.
And he prefaced his performance by telling the audience that they could feel free to leave the auditorium whenever they had had enough art.
I thought that was the most fascinating statement.
It was really fabulous, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, some people did leave when they felt like maybe they had enough, but most people stayed.
They did, because that's kind of it's a dare, right?
Yeah,
it's a little bit of a dare, but a very smart one.
Yeah.
And I think that's how he approaches his work, and I think he's really savvy.
He was very clever, and what the writing of you know what he talks about is just quite compelling. So on so many different levels, it all works, you know, visually and musically, and just from stage crafting as well. So it's good that he's coming back, and congratulations on commissioning, being one of the co-commissioners for that U.S. premiere.
Thank you.
And I guess we could keep going, but you know, you have a fantastic booklet put together. It's all up online too.
It is. Everything's at quickcenter.com.
So that's probably what I would suggest that folks just get in there and kind of delve and check out. It's a very comprehensive. It's very comprehensive, and it we're just so lucky to have your organization here in the area, because you know, Peter, when I was talking to him the other day, he was on one of our other shows, and I think with David Green and FC Buzz, and you know, he was just. Again, he was surprised that there's still a lot of people that didn't realize that the Quick Center had adult programming, that it wasn't just about students.
Absolutely.
And you know, but it's like you know, restaurants, where there's always like a great restaurant opens, and then, you know, there'll be people that 5 years later, they think they're just discovering it for the first time, and they're shocked to know that it's been in the neighborhood for 5 years.
Yeah.
But there's always a lag time on things like this, no matter how compelling it is. But the Quick Center is definitely a compelling organization. You've taken chances with your programming. And I think it's a really good team. You
know? It is. I feel really lucky to work at the Quick Center and to work with the people that I work with every day, and to have the community that we have. So,
well, we're lucky to partner with you. So thanks again. We're looking forward to it. And thanks for coming in, Lori. And we'll look forward to talking more about some individual aspects of shows down the road.
Thank you,
and,
Steve.
And all the best. Thanks again. We'll take a quick break and come back with our next guest, Dr. Kathy Collins, who's the new CEO of the Habitat for Humanity of Coastal Fairfield County, right here on the GM Report to the listeners.